Don't you? that lived, way that used to live? You know where Yvette used to live, Roger. Okay, that is the message. That should be done right away. That should be done right away. I think they're still open, over. I didn't copy that, 801. Negative, did not seem to be, did not seem to be, over.
Well, that's good. Okay, did North have more traffic or you? Because otherwise I do have traffic.
Can Martha go? Is there any problem with Martha going now? She'll probably talk to you later.
That's okay. It doesn't matter. I'm glad to hear the good news about the other thing. And if he has work, that's okay. But I do have a lot to transmit to you. A lot of work.
Okay, I can take it. The lady did not even mention it to the man. She did not even mention it to the man. Copy. Okay, this copy is not very good, So go slowly and I will take the traffic. WD6DVI with WD6MID portable 8R3 and WD6MH portable 8R1.
The last time I saw her about that, over. Stand by, stand by.
Roger,
I will. And she was glad that I called her back. Over.
Did she get a hold of that girl, that lady?
She says she has to do it later tonight. Apparently she knows she's not there now or something. She's going to do it, though.
Roger, roger. When we do our patch later, be sure to remind the mother of what you already told her. Be sure to remind her.
Roger, I did. I did. I told her I had mentioned it several weeks ago, and that she might mention it again because it was so significant. Over.
That's good. That's good. Okay. How are you fixed for taking traffic?
I'm fixed. Go ahead.
Is there anything else, though, that we should know first? Over. Is there anything else we should know first?
Stand by.
Roger, roger.
DVI with WB6MID, portable 803. Go ahead. WD6MID, portable 803, do you copy WD6DVI?
Roger, I copy, I copy.
Are we standing by?
Is this AR1 standing by?
Now, are we standing by, or do you want to begin your traffic? Over.
I am ready to begin. Here goes.
No problem. Standing by.
Thank you. Did you have a message for us, Bob? Thank you, thank you. Okay, WD6BDR. This is for, this is for Dr. Hathaway. Dr. Hathaway.
Roger.
Okay. This is, Mr. Kennedy wants to convey this. Do you copy?
Roger.
Mr. Kennedy wanted to convey this. Over.
Roger.
One thing that we have always relied on, we've always trusted in the past, you copy?
Roger.
The people in the occupation of Hathaway, Cassidy, you know, Bond, the Joiner, anybody like that, over?
Roger.
Roger.
And we were told by Gerald that we only wanted to be contacted on routine matters, over.
We had a recent talk with Gerald, and he said he only wanted to be contacted on routine matters.
Roger, this will become clearer as I go on. And this is going to be the basis for some other contacts as well, but I think this will become clearer as I go on.
Roger.
Okay, I'm starting again. I mean, I'm continuing, over.
Roger.
We asked him about a statement he made. Disappeared with Dr. Rabbit.
Stand by.
I'm sorry, Dr. Ripson, I believe it was.
Roger.
Regarding a matter which involved Tony's family.
Roger.
And he listened to us. He told us, in fact, that he didn't make the statement that was quoted by Dr. Ripson.
Roger.
He couldn't deny the statement.
Roger.
That's the way he talks.
That's interesting.
Roger. He said most definitively in front of, several people, but he did not make the statement. However, it was not in his medical, capacity. In his medical capacity, he also couldn't deny it, over.
You mean he couldn't deny that it would have been something he would have stated?
He did not make the statement, but he would not deny that he didn't make the statement.
In other words, he could have, but he didn't.
He said to our family that visited that although he did not make the statement, he could not deny the statement that Dr. Ripson quoted, even though he didn't make it.
Okay.
And you can give the statement. You should give the statement to Miss Dr. Hathaway so he knows what the quote was.
Roger.
He said he could refer the matter to his superiors, and that's why we're writing Dr. Hathaway, over.
Roger.
He told us and our
standby.
He told us this, this denial. He told us this, and of course our representatives are more than willing to talk to Leo to authenticate it, over.
Roger.
If only Gerald had made the proper release on the medical records, this could have blown the whole thing with Sally as to get it over.
No, negative copy.
If only Gerald had made the proper release, given the proper medical release, it would have blown the entire line of Sally James that Sally presented as fact, over.
Roger.
Kennedy feels kind of like a punching bag in a situation.
I can understand that, Roger.
DVI, copy.
Especially with people like, Sally.
Roger, you want to stand by me? 801 is calling.
Roger, will do.
Go ahead, WB6M8, portable 801. Go ahead.
Part of it I know, but I need the middle part of it.
you need the middle part of Sampson's statement?
Roger.
Julia, did you copy? They need the middle part of Sampson's statement. Right after, upon investigation, we discovered.
And I have the last part about how the person, what the person did to gain entry.
Do you have the middle part of that, Roger?
Roger, Roger, we are going to give it to you, to give him.
Roger, stand by, little one. Did you call your mother?
Roger, Roger.
I'm going to see you tomorrow.
I know.
You copy?
Roger, go ahead, 803.
This is for 801. You copy?
Okay. Yes.
This is that statement. Do you copy?
Roger.
They investigated and found.
They investigated and found, copy 801. Her statement to be totally untrue, copy 801.
And that she lied.
Copy 801.
To gain entry.
To gain entry, did you say you had the rest of this 801?
That's, I have all I need now, thank you.
Okay, that's all they need,
803. That's
good,
because that's almost the whole thing.
Yeah, Roger, you said the middle.
Okay, Roger, Roger.
WD6DVI, standing by.
Okay, are you ready for the rest of my traffic?
Roger, after a punching bag.
Do you copy, Les?
Roger.
We have not yet decided for sure whether or not we are going to mention Daryl by name in this, so just keep that in mind.
Roger.
Okay, here goes. Daryl, you know, or this person only wanted to be bothered with routine matters, comma.
Only wants to be bothered with routine matters?
Yeah, he told us he only wanted to be bothered with that. Yes, you copy?
Roger.
All people back at Tony's, you copy?
Roger.
Are going to be, you know, bothered or similar wording, you know, a little bit, you know, more emphatic. Bothered by the quotation that he made, you copy?
Yes, Roger. Roger.
We have certainly defended the girl's local brand, so this.
Roger.
Coffee.
Roger.
I think you know everyone in town.
Stand by.
Okay.
You moved up. Can you move back down half a KC? You moved.
Okay, go ahead. We have defended the old local branch. What about Chuck Finn?
Well, I have a calibration of about 44.
Can I break one moment?
Yes, indeed, Martha. Please do.
Okay, I just talked to Mr. I talked to Alan. You copy?
Yes. Roger.
He said that it would do no good for him to talk to Mr. Jenkins because Mr. Jenkins and Ronald were already decided on the matter. Over.
I'm just
trying to double check if this maybe I'm being overly cautious, but Alan doesn't seem to know, and Brian doesn't seem to know, and you don't, and I don't. Over. The only thing I could suggest is for you and Jenny to go to an expert in this field, not Dr. Iverson, because he's not his medical specialty, and ask him to look over whatever there is to look over. Otherwise, I am not in a position to be an advice on the situation.
Roger, Roger, we've done that. We've done that, over.
Well, what did the person say?
Well, all it was the, it was just a single piece of paper, that's all, over.
What about the insurance and things like that?
Those are all being handled elsewhere. That's all being handled elsewhere. Nothing else is being, has been brought here, over.
Questions, then I would suggest you better ask Pat and explain that
you're
not, you don't have all the details, or else, I don't know,
Simba. It's good, Bruce, except I don't even know the questions to ask, over. WD6DVI and Houston with WB6MIT portable radar suit.
The dispensers feel the paper was okay.
Roger, roger.
Well, Abel is very familiar with things that he's done. I don't know what to tell you. I just don't know.
Am I to go ahead and do this, over?
Yes, I don't, I mean, you'll just have to explain it. Please explain to Brian or Alan or whoever that we are out here have no way to communicate that kind of fact. We have no way. We do not have any means. We do not have a landline. We have no way to know anything. Everything that is to be known would have to come from 801 or from them. Do you copy?
Roger, roger. Well, at 801, Alan said that they just have to rely on Mr. Jenkins' word, over.
I'm talking about Jenkins or Jackson.
Mr. Jenkins, Richard Jenkins, over. Richard.
Okay, well, what I'm confused about is because before Brian, when Brian was considering all this, Brian talked to Mr. Jenkins and sent back to us a bit detailed description where he felt that the situation was fine and, you know, all about everything that was the background. She gave us all the background on the item and that it was fine. And all that we felt at that time, all of us, was necessary was that Elizabeth to take the relevant things to a specialist to check over, you know, to make sure that there were no defects and all that, which Elizabeth has done. So I am confused as to why Brian is raising the issue now when it was not an issue before.
Roger, roger. Well, he just asked me to double check and make sure that everything was in order, including the insurance and the other details, and I really just don't know how to go about that. I don't have any reason to think that everything isn't just fine. WD6DVI and QSO with WD6MID, port 8R3.
Brian raising the issue, is Elizabeth the one that's concerned?
Brian asked Elizabeth to double check, over.
Elizabeth is double checking, is that it?
Roger.
Oh, okay, Roger. Well, Brian has given us all the background and all those things are in order. What we were just concerned was that whatever Pat gave you would be checked out by a specialist just to make sure on that.
That's a Roger.
Okay, Roger, Roger.
Okay, bye-bye. Do you hear this? WD6DVI standing by with WD6MID portable 8R3. Roger, Roger. This type of these days were over. It's where I left you.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm trying to find where I left off. I know you told me, but I can't remember.
Persuasion, we're over.
Yeah, you know, there's a better word than persuasion. I just can't think of it right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, both victims of the sub-system. It's migraine.
I'm sorry, I missed it.
I think it was a migraine that the people had. It was a migraine condition, migraine headache, I believe.
Roger.
And, basically the medication that was demanded for the migraine, over.
Stand by.
Quantity
of medication,
I think you recall that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and, Daryl was the one responsible because of mapping off the top of his head. The doctor feels Daryl, has caused apprehension in the patient.
Daryl was responsible. Stand by.
Yeah, he's responsible for the migraine. Because he's always popping off. Can you stand by? Can you stand by? Stand by.
Roger, roger. I am standing by. I am standing by.
Okay, WD6DVI with WD6MID4 to Void Street. Go ahead. I got Daryl was the one responsible. I got Daryl was the one responsible.
Roger, he is responsible for the migraine because of his popping off. You know, he's always mouthing off and causes the patient problems.
Roger.
Seems like he's protected by, you know, something, some regulation or something, but that doesn't change the fact.
Roger.
Then he quoted someone and broke a confidence, copy.
Roger.
His constipation, a lot of problems. He, in addition, he quoted someone and said something, copy.
Roger.
They never said. Copy.
Yes. Negative copy on everything. Someone's jamming. Try again.
Stand by, stand by. Somebody just came on a frequency.
Talking at the same time. Try again a little shorter sentences. Roger, you said you could call back Monday and talk to the foreign man, Roger. He was familiar with the story, but he didn't have details, Roger. Copy. WB6MID4 to Void 03, do you copy?
I copy.
Did you copy what he was saying? He called and they said to call back Monday and talk to the foreign man over.
Roger, and you're familiar with the story? Was he friendly or cooperative or what?
I don't know. What he wants to know is, should he call the man? Should he call the man where James is?
Should he call the man on what?
Where James is now.
What do you want me to tell him?
Your own personal opinion,
Roger.
No, because they are not helpful there, over.
Roger. 801, do you copy?
Roger.
No, because they are not helpful there. Was that man friendly that you talked to?
Roger, he seems so. He seems friendly.
Okay, what about contacting who? Mada 3, he wants to know, what about contacting Carl of the Times tomorrow? He is here, over.
Negative, here.
Roger, there.
Contacting Carl, did you say?
Carl of the Times, he is where Marty is. He will be tomorrow.
WD6DVI with WD6MID portable 803 and WD6MNH portable 801 standing by.
Also, tell him it was just my opinion on negative on the one way here. Okay, 801, they are going to check, but it is Julian's opinion on the negative where I am, over.
Roger,
that figures with the person I talked to today, that would figure with what he said, over.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm wondering if they should at least get that statement we spoke about earlier.
Not many people are interested in that, Marty. Contact the one that you just did and to let the one...